For this slide in particular, I'd like to read it from Phil Schumacher's perspective as the warning meteorologist who worked this event. Before we apply the warning strategy to this case, let's take a look at what I did as the warning operator that afternoon. Prior to this event, we followed the paradigm that the strong winds would generally be just behind the gust front, and polygons were drawn with that paradigm in mind. As the storm approached Sioux Falls, we began to receive reports of damaging winds well behind the gust front within the stratiform area south of the cyclonic bookend vortex. This was not the paradigm for derechos I had, and it differed significantly from how winds evolved with the derechos that had impacted our forecast area in December 2021 and May 2022. So what I did was extend my northern polygon back to the west to encompass the strong winds that were being reported and also what was seen on radar. I had a wind tag of 80 miles per hour for the entire polygon, which stretched over 80 miles from east to west. As we saw in the earlier time series, the 80 mile per hour winds only applied to areas near the cyclonic bookend vortex. Why not use this type of polygon strategy rather than splitting into two polygons as suggested on the previous slide? One issue is that the only cities listed in the pathcast will be those along and ahead of the gust front. That means cities in over half my polygon were not listed, which could have caused some confusion to users, including partners. Another reason is that destructive winds were not occurring with the gust front, so places in the eastern third of my polygon may not see 80 mile per hour winds for at least 45 minutes, which is after the warning expires. We want our polygons to have a common threat within them. The polygon above has two threats, a 60 mile per hour wind threat with the gust front and an 80 mile per hour wind threat with the cyclonic bookend vortex. Our last reason is that with a large area, it becomes increasingly likely you will exceed 12 counties in the warning, which will either cause issues with the NOAA weather radio and impact dissemination of the warning, or result in you redrawing the warning and delaying its issuance.